Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip? Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
John Krasinski joked that he would never give up his Sexiest Man Alive title during People's Interview Each Other series. And he was talking to Natalie Portman. She gave up who she thought the all-time sexiest man alive should be.
Who is your all-time favorite People honoree?
I thought you were going to say, who's your sexiest man ever?
Sure, let's go with that.
Very easy. Swayze.
Swayze. He was People's sexiest, wasn't he?
Was he? He should have been.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Like in eternity.
Yeah, agree. Agree. Jeremy Renner believes he went to the afterlife for a few minutes after his snowplow accident in 2023, and he didn't want to come back. He says it was the most exhilarating place and the highest adrenaline rush. Ever wonder why Miley Cyrus's voice sounds raspy and gravelly? Turns out there's actually a medical reason behind it.
I had Reiki's edema. It's abuse of the vocal cords. Mm-hmm. So my voice always sounded like this. So I have this very large polyp on my vocal cord, which is giving me a lot of the tone and the texture that has made me who I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm not willing to sever it because the chance of waking up from a surgery and not sounding like myself is a probability.
Yeah, no, thank you. Michael Bay is making a Skibidi Toilet movie. Chances are, if you're old enough to recognize who Michael Bay is, you don't know what Skibidi Toilet is, and vice versa. Some infected with measles attended Shakira's show last Thursday at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. There haven't been any confirmed cases, yes, but people who went could experience symptoms as late as June the 6th. Joey Fatone of NSYNC is now a spokesman for Red Lobster. And if you're wondering what the tie-in is, here's the mini ad he does with his niece.
Three courses for just $19.99. That is a big deal.
Your Uncle Joey was a big deal in 1999.
Oh, boy. How about we just enjoy the shrimp?
The new three-quart shrimp sensation. Super salad, shrimp app, and shrimp entree for just $19.99. Only at Red Lobster.
Yeah, they don't even really say who he is. I hope it's on the screen. Anyway, here's some hot takes. Three men broke into Anthony Anderson's Encino home. No word if anything was taken. Jimmy Kimmel just became a grandfather. Zach Braff is officially on board for the Scrubs reboot. Yes. And John Stamos will be drumming for the Beach Boys on their summer tour. What was that? Daddy? What? And a Kardashian alert. Actually, I have a double Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian finished the law program she started 6 years ago and held a ceremony for herself in her backyard. Mentors and Van Jones praised her for her dedication to justice reform.
Thank you, Kim Kardashian. 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when you're working on criminal justice, you were not embraced by anybody. You were working with people who were thrown away often by their own families. Just one step from the grave. There's no lower place to be in society except the graveyard than to be thrown away in a prison cell.
If she wants to practice law officially, Kim Kardashian has to pass the bar exam. She passed the baby bar. Now let's see what happens. And speaking of babies, Kourtney Kardashian questioned the value of traditional education for her own children.
Why do kids go to school? Truly. It's so dated.
Oh, I'm such a homeschool person, so don't even get me going.
So then I'll start thinking, and then, like, you know, my kids will send me videos about, like, why do kids go to school? It'll be, like, really successful people, and they'll be like, my kids never go to school, and they're never going to, and whatever. And then I'm like, okay, what's the goal here? You want to do homeschool? Let's do it.
Yeah, that's because you can afford it, and you don't have an actual job. So there you go. That's the reason why people go to school. Two-income families, honey. All right, here we go. That's it. I'm done. Did you get enough? Was that a big enough Kardashian alert? A double Kardashian alert for you. And it was the clean kind, y'all. Okay, that's it. I gotta go. Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3.